Visualize a bright white light at the center of the universe, a globe of light that's infinitely pure, perfect, clear white light, wonderful in every way, the light of God that never fails, and coming down through all the dimensions, all the parallel universes, like a filament of light. Filament of that divine light enters the top of your head to the left of center, the crown chakra, as it spirals down counterclockwise down your spine, all the way down through you to the sun of even pressure at the center of the earth, where it turns around and comes back up, and as it comes back up, it spirals clockwise. So you have the double helix, or the caduceus. As it comes up, it lights up each of the chakras in succession. Bathe your sexual chakra at the base of the spine in pearly white light for purification. Invite the light back up to the chakra behind and below the navel and bathe it in violet light for purification and transmutation of the food energies in the body. Bring it up further to the solar plexus and visualize that solar plexus as golden glowing light, like the color of sunlight at sunrise or sunset. Breathe the energy up further to your heart chakra and visualize your heart chakra as a globe of clear white light, like the light at the center of the universe. And rising from that globe of perfect white light is a threefold flame, the fleur-de-lis. The right-hand petal is pink for God love, the central petal is gold for God wisdom, the left-hand petal is electric blue for God power. Expand and balance the threefold flame from a 1/16 of an inch to an inch in height. Balance, pink, gold, blue, an inch in height. Take a deep breath and expand it to 2 inches in height, to 3, to 4, to 5, to 6, to 7, and hold it at 7. Seal that threefold flame and globe of light in a crystal cube of light. And the blending of the pink, the gold, and the blue gives a single purple flame arising from the top of the cube, lighting up your whole chest cavity in the shape of a heart with the point anchored at the seat of the soul chakra behind and below the navel. And as you breathe into the cube, again, a flame leaps from each face of the cube, giving a six-pointed star at the cleft of the heart. This is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, or any of the other saints that's always depicted. It's the electronic pacemaker of your heart. Breathe the energy up further to the throat chakra and visualize that as a globe of electric blue light. We call to Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame, protective angels, to guard and protect us from anything not of the Christ, anything not of our highest God good. Breathe the energy up further to the top of the spine, base of the skull, the hypothalamus, and see it glowing a rose pink violet, lighting up the whole inside of your head in beautiful violet fire. The violet fire acts like a solvent, a transmutation of all the misqualified energies that you've ever thought, felt, intended, spoken, or imagined. tarry, nasty, gunky stuff is dissolved in the solvent of the violet fire. In the middle of your head are two glands, one above the other. The lower one is the pineal gland, the upper one is the pituitary gland, the master gland of the body. Breathe into it, and from the pineal gland, which is shaped like a miniature pine cone, there is a bridge, a rainbow bridge of light that goes to your third eye as you press a bright white light between your brows and a little bit above. See that white light of your third eye as purity of God vision and accuracy. Surround it with another globe of electric blue light, as we again call to Archangel Michael and the Blue Sanctuary of Angels, to guard and protect our God vision. And put another globe of light around that of emerald green for healing of God vision and accuracy. The combination of the pink and the blue and the emerald green, the white, the blue, and the emerald green gives you an aqua-colored third eye. Roll your physical eyes up to concentrate on your third eye and open your third eye. Bring the energy up to the top of your head, the crown chakra, and from the right side of the crown chakra, send that beam of energy back up through all the parallel universes, all the dimensions, back to Almighty God at the center of the universe, completing the circuit and lighting up your entire auric field. The hottest, whitest, brightest flame above your head is your oversoul, your Holy Christ self, and open that up slightly and let more energy come down the crystal cord, filling up your auric field and expanding it, just like filling up a glass of water, expanding it 1 foot beyond your physical body, beginning with the feet, the calves, the knees, thighs, pelvis, back, stomach, chest, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, head, totally sealed in the white light of your own divinity. Open the flow control valve a little further and expand your auric field to 2 feet beyond your physical body, beginning at the feet, sweeping it up over your head. 3 feet beyond your physical body. 4 feet. 5 feet. 6 feet. 7 feet in radius beyond your physical body, and hold it at 7. As you sit in your own flame of divinity, in your auric field, so we now put a pyramid over that flame, and you're still connected through the peak of the flame, through the peak of the pyramid, up the crystal cord to Almighty God. We put a force field of electric blue around our auric field, through which nothing can penetrate that is not of Christ, nothing of your, that is not of your highest God good. And now we put a globe around the pyramid, 10 feet thick, as we again expand and protect ourselves by calling to Archangel Michael and the Blue Flame Protective Angels. Expand it and balance it. As we've said before, there are pyramids all over the mountains, all over the world, and underground, underwater, and within the earth. Let's activate all of those pyramids. When two people activate their force fields and they blend their two auric fields, you get a heart shape above them. We activate this force field and we go to our etheric template, and above in our I Am presences above our head is our perfect etheric template, the perfect age, the perfect weight, the perfect muscle tone, the perfect everything, the perfected us, and bring it down into your physical body to balance and heal anything that needs to be healed. Send a burst of white light to purify any condition that is not there, that is not supposed to be there. Then another blast of electric blue light for purification and protection, and another of emerald green light for healing, for regeneration and rejuvenation of all tissues. This which we ask for ourselves, we ask for anyone and everyone who chooses to have this in their lives. Anyone who wants to be healed, who has prayed to be healed, if it is the will of Jesus the Christ and the entire Great Karmic Board, may they be healed right now. May we be rejuvenated, regenerated, and perfected. This blessing we ask for ourselves, we ask for all life, everywhere. Take a deep breath and hold it to the count of seven. And let it out. Take another deep breath and hold it. And release. And another deep breath. And hold it. And as you let it out, rise up the crystal cord through the roof of the building and out, following the crystal cord, up and away. As we rise up higher and faster, we can see the entire area. You can look at where you live, where Franklin is. We go up higher. We can see all of the southeast in the United States. Up higher and faster, you can see Florida, Gulf of Mexico, Atlantic Ocean, Caribbean Sea, up higher, all the way to Canada, to Nova Scotia, up higher, and higher and faster. And stay away from the two patrol ships, the Draco ships, stay away from them. As we head towards the sun, we can travel at incredible speeds. Take a look around when you're out in space and see what it really looks like. What you are seeing is the spherical universe projected onto a lens-like device that is the same shape as your auric field in reverse, with the point down where you are when you're on the Earth. Everything that really exists out on the spherical universe, you don't see at all from the Earth. We see nothing but the swirls of galaxies and all the other star systems which are on the spherical universe projected onto this lens-like thing. Gravitationally, space is imploding into the sun to make the matter of the sun. And we can ride that implosion just like surfing, like body surfing, as we go past Venus, past Mercury, towards the sun, and hold it for a moment, and you'll see a huge cube floating in space facing the sun. And there are thousands of spaceships docked right on the face of that cube. And thousands, millions of beings who are being brought to this cube that you can look down through and see this incredible utopian civilization that exists within the cube. The buildings are hundreds of stories tall, and the cube is many, many miles on each face. This is a place that exists as a way station, because there is a wormhole, for lack of a better term, nearby, and many travelers use this as a point of embarkation. We're going to go past the cube and into the sun. There are billions upon billions of people, various species, who live within the sun. We are going to go visit Helios and Vesta, who are the hierarchs of the sun. As we go into the courtyard of Helios and Vesta and their magnificent estate, all of the great teachers who have taught Earth's evolutions are there. All of the ETs who have helped every one of us at various times are there. All of our teachers, all of our guides are all there, and we can talk to them, get to know them, and ask them anything that you want to ask them. Last week I asked why I had never gotten the mate that I had desired. And the answer I got was, I had been befriended and taught by some of the wisest people ever on Earth, and I was complaining that I didn't get the girlfriend I wanted. Big deal. Put it all in perspective for me. So ask your questions and we're going to go inside and walk down that long corridor again. And if you remember, there are doors on each side of the long corridor that stretches thousands of miles ahead of us. And each door is the front door of someplace that we've lived in this or some other lifetime. And as we walk along and go past the doors, see if any particular door attracts you. And if so, come to a stop in front of that door and look at it. Fix it in your mind's eye of what that door looks like. Something important is behind that door, and we're going to just go right through it and merge into the room on the other side of the door. Take a look at your surroundings inside that room and remember what your lifetime in that lifetime was about. If there's someone in the room or in the house, who is that person? What do they mean to you? As you come to stand in front of that person, look them in the eyes and say, "I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." And if there were other people in that house that were significant to you, say to them as you look them in the eye. Draw a figure eight loop around your waist, clockwise, counterclockwise around theirs, and look into the next person's eyes. "I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." Each person that has been part of your life, in either that life or any other, you're surrounded by a circle of people. "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." See them in the violet fire of transmutation as you are also. And as we go around each of the people from our lives, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you." In your one petal on their flower, as they go around each of the people in their lives, their many lives, and throughout the entire omniverse, we are saying, "I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you." It's not our will, but God's will. We are learning that there's a very fine line between what we regard as reality and what really is reality. Many ETs or higher consciousness beings are assigned to us to help us to become better, kinder, more forgiving beings. That's what our real job is. Our job is to lead lives of integrity, free of envy, hatred, and greed, and to wish this for everyone. We don't get to graduate from the human condition until we're ready to do that. We're ready to give it all up. No more ego, no more trying to get the advantage on somebody else. All of it is a thing of the past, that when we finally graduate from the human experience, we can go into the higher realms and live in one of those many billions of utopian civilizations that exist throughout our universe and the greater universe at large. We were put here because this is a prison planet, and we are paying our debts. We are learning. We're being rehabilitated to become better, kinder, more forgiving beings. This blessing we wish for ourselves, we wish for everyone who wants it. Never impose your will on anybody else. If you do healing with someone, ask them, do they really want this? And do they give you permission to attempt to work with them? This goes in every aspect of life, because imposing your will on anybody else is tantamount to rape. So people who are involved in trying to get lower astral entities to do things for them, this is what they're really doing. And they will be here a long time before they get rid of that ego and that lack of integrity. We ask that all of our guides, our ET guides, our angelic guides, the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Chamuel, Uriel, Jophiel, Zadkiel, and Gabriel, help us to end our earthly prison existences and to be graduated and have fulfilled our life sentence on earth and no more of them, so that we may go on to the higher realms as just the beginning of perfected beings. Now it's time to come back from the sun, coming back up out of the photosphere, following our crystal cords back towards the earth, traveling at incredible speed. And as we get into high orbit above the earth, you can see all of the many ships and the huge spheres that are throughout the universe. The spheres have come in to help during this transition period and for solar activities that are going to be happening in the future. Many of these spheres are planetary size and are occupied by many, many, many beings. They are the guardians. They probably are the progenitors who settled this solar system long, long ago. We ask their help for all of the beings of the earth who want it. And we ask for our doing God's will in God's way. And we're grateful that we have had the opportunity to see the universe as it really is, to meet the beings who have influenced us throughout our lives, and for the teachings that have been made manifest to us. I give a special thanks to the many brilliant people who have befriended me in this lifetime and helped me, because I was definitely a very unsavory character to start with. And I even thank my parent, my father especially, who beat me down at every opportunity. My family was my crucifixion in this lifetime, and it has not been easy for me to rise above it and see the bigger picture and forgive them. May God help me to forgive, forget, and move on. And for all of the people of the earth who have had their own challenges, may we all rise above them and become better, kinder, more forgiving beings, free of ego, living with integrity, free of greed, envy, and hatred. As we join hands with all the great souls, the great avatars, the great prophets who have served Earth's evolutions, thank you one and all. Thank you, elementals of the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. Thank you to the ET races that live and have resided for centuries within the earth. Thank you, one and all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything was beautiful. Nothing hurt. Now we're going to follow our crystal cords down, back down, as we sail along through the upper atmosphere and get to see what very few humans have ever seen from this vantage point. As we see the whole earth below us, as we sail along over it, coming down closer and closer, now 100 miles high, coming down 50 miles high, 25 miles, and slow down. Fifteen miles high, 10, 7. Follow the crystal cord down as we float down, no longer speeding, but floating down through the clouds, down the crystal cord. Floating down through the ceiling, back into our physical bodies as we count down from 10. 10 through the ceiling, 9 back into the body, 8 feeling wonderful in every way, 7 wiggle your toes, 6, roll your neck, wiggle your fingers, 5, take a deep breath, 4, That's a deep breath. Three, two, one. And you're back in your body, feeling wonderful in every way. You just stretch your neck a little bit, and gradually, when you feel like it, open your eyes.